Hello, and welcome to another episode of Poems of the Dark. I'm your host, the Faceless Poet. Tonight I'll be reading to you a poem about death, despair, and the loss of a loved one. This poem is titled, All Things Must Die.
I don't know, Jeremy. I'm thinking of Grande.
Yeah, Grande is about right.
Oh my God, look at that. Oh, what is that?
Oh, he looks squishy.
Oh God.
I'm gonna touch him.
What are you?
I am the Faceless Poet.
Yeah, you don't have a face. You just got a bunch of eyes and tentacles.
Mike, I feel like he's looking right into my soul.
Like an amorphous amoeba slash or a sea urchin.
Oh, he's laughing inside of my head.
Oh, I have goosebumps. Not in a fun way.
Fuckless?
Trimble. Trimble before me.
You got a fuckless poet?
It's Faceless Poet.
Oh, come and get the drugs, sir.
Is that you? Are you Fockless?
It's Faceless Poet. Faceless.
Oh.
Faceless, damn it.
Oh, okay. Well, I think they called your order.
Mike, while he's getting his coffee, let's take his fucking podcast.
Jeremy, he ordered boiling water.
That's not what you get at Starbucks?
No.
That's what I get every time.
Wait, what are you doing here, you, Mr. Poet?
Getting a drink. Is that what normal people do?
But what were you doing prior to that? You were talking into a microphone.
I have a podcast called Poems of the Dark.
Jeremy.
It was meant to be.
I knew that we came to this Starbucks in hell for a reason.
Is that where we're at? Are we in hell right now?
Well, they have the best mocha lattes, but this guy's also doing a podcast.
So what's the move here, Mike?
Well, he's just a big mass of tentacles. If you distract him, I could probably grab it.
Hey, over here, you tentacle-breathed fuck.
Yes.
Keep going, Jeremy.
I almost got it. All right, Jeremy, I got it.
Okay.
Oh.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, not much. Got a pretty good show lined up for today. We both came prepared for.
We wrote poems.
We did. We wrote poems, and other people wrote some poems. We're going to be doing some poetry reading today.
It's really outside of our expertise.
Nothing is outside of our expertise.
As judged by these poems.
Confidence. As long as there's confidence, you're fine. So, Poems of the Dark, the Faceless Poet, this this giant blob with eyes.
Tentacles.
And tentacles. He reads a dark poem every episode. Shorter podcast, 3 to 4 minutes. So essentially, we'll be doing like a month's worth of his podcast in one episode.
That's what we do, baby.
So, yeah. Yeah, I wrote some stuff. We got some stuff submitted, and Jeremy's written some stuff. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Poetry is not something I'm normally doing. Like, it's never been a hobby of mine. I've never really written a lot of poems, but
you don't sit in your chateau alone in the night and whisper poems.
Where are you? I'm so sorry. Well, I mean, think about it. Songs are just poems with music.
I guess.
No, not. It's true.
I reckon.
If you pull up song lyrics, it's essentially just a poem. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We right there at the same time.
Whoa. I'm an outsider of everything.
And then if you write it, it's like, I'm an outsider outside of everything.
I'm an outsider outside of everything. Everything you know.
Yeah. Everything you know. Everything you know.
It concerns me so.
Anyway. So, dark poetry. You know whose birthday it was, Jeremy, yesterday?
No, Mike. Whose birthday was it?
Edgar Allan Poe. This just reminds me of How I Met Your Mother. Don't touch that. That was Edgar Allan Poe's.
I don't know what that is.
How I Met Your Mother?
I've heard of it.
Oh no! That's all I think of every time I hear Edgar Allan Poe.
That's it. He wrote so much stuff.
Oh no!
To be fair, every time I hear his name, I think about him fucking his cousin.
Yeah, it was a different time. He was 40 years old. He was born in like 1809, died like 1849, something like that.
Yeah, that excuses it.
It's a different time. when I don't know.
Please justify his cousin fucking.
Nope. I won't.
I think he impregnated her.
Oh, we don't have to talk about this.
Write anymore. A poem about that.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did. The queef in the night.
A moonlit queef.
Oh my god. Okay, so how do we want to start this? We got poems to read.
So he just jumps right in and reads a poem.
He does. Actually, I wanted to get my quote in.
Yeah, yep.
Poems are great. They're better when they're dark and spooky. I like those. I read them, John Cena.
It's a John Cena quote?
Yep. I read them in the bathroom. So, yeah. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
Let's do a listener poem first.
Actually, Jeff. No, I want Jeff to cut. Let's do... actually, we have a listener, an anonymous listener submitted a poem. I don't know what this is called. I'm going to call it Creepy Bugs.
They didn't put a title on it?
No, but I'm going to call this poem Creepy Bugs. The insects bury themselves under my skin, and with every movement of their tiny bodies make it unbearable place to reside in. They meticulously work on pushing me out, making me want to abandon the sinking ship, let them run what is left and claw my way out of this rotten wood that had been glistening, making it look presentable and luxurious, the inside decomposing, termites feasting. But I keep maintaining the hole in the paint, despite it rotting from within the years, the insects, the misery, the anger and hate. Look how well groomed, fit for a promising trip. It's better now. It's not a haunted house. Probably it won't break, nor will parts be ripped. An empty promise to myself, a mendacity. Evidently it needs pest control at the harbor, anchored until the damage has shown some pity. Pushing the port away, I refuse to repent. Did you ever want to be fixed? Maybe it's simple. You'll never be content. Creepy bugs.
Is it a house?
It's a dark poem, Jeremy.
About a house with bugs in it?
Very well done. Yeah, definitely need to get those bugs fumigated, ideally. But, you know, it's metaphors, Jeremy. That's what poems are all about, is metaphors.
Who sent that in?
A listener chooses to remain anonymous.
Oh.
But, yeah, I thought that was a beautiful poem. The first time I read it, I was like, yeah. Ooh, that is dark and spooky.
It felt like I had bugs crawling into my skin.
Mm-hmm. And poetry is one of those things that people will sit and write in. They're fueled by different emotions. Some people write poems when they're really happy, and you get happy poems. And some people write sad poems when they're sad, and it's very cathartic. And as I was writing my poems, I found solace in those moments, trying to put this story together and have a cohesive, train of thought moving and things like that.
You did?
That's how I felt.
I laughed the whole time I wrote mine.
the poem that I wrote, I also laughed when I was writing. So have you ever dabbled in writing poetry, like, in your life at all?
No, that shit's hella gay.
I think I have written a couple. I was thinking, I was like, wow, this is the first poem I've ever written. And I was like, no, that's not true. I've written a poem for, like, girlfriends and stuff. I know I wrote one for, like, Kaylin at one point. And
see what I mean?
We're talking, like, four poems, maybe, max, possibly.
It's like giving a girl a mixtape.
Yeah. Bitches love poems.
Do they?
Bitches love poems.
Bitches love showing their actual boyfriends poems that losers wrote them.
What? Who are they showing the poem to?
The guy they're fucking.
So what you're saying, in this situation, I've written a poem for a girl, and then she goes and tells the guy that she's fucking, look at this lame poem.
Bitches don't love poems. They love showing the guys they're fucking the poems. The poems that the guy who likes them wrote.
Oh, I see. And then laughing.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Hey, do you remember Steve from math class? He wrote this for me. Love showing their friends.
That's what happened to you, isn't it, Jeremy?
Never wrote a poem for a girl.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
You just made mixtapes.
I made a CD once. Mm-hmm. And only once.
Right. And that turned out poorly.
Right when it went in the trash, so did my heart.
But we find ourselves in these delicate moments of pumping out poetry. Jeremy, I can't wait to read yours because it's from the heart. You know what I mean?
You want to hear the title?
Well, if we're going to get into the title, we might as well read the poem.
Well, you know, I found all these moments of solace or whatever you were talking about. Uh-huh. And I wrote this poem called Whispers in the Moonlit Garden,
Ooh.
A Tale of Unearthed Love. Would you do me the honors of reading it?
I would love to read this dark poem.
You've got the voice.
Oh, Jeremy. In the shadowed garden, under the moon's pale glow, dwelt a soul small in stature with a spirit aglow.
It's a tiny fella.
Bound by spina bifida. Okay.
Start with the bound by.
Dwelt a soul small in stature with a spirit aglow, bound by spina bifida, yet his heart unconfined. Nursed a peculiar affection most uniquely designed. In the whispering twilight where secrets unfold, he nurtured a love both fervent and bold. Not for a maiden, nor a creature of flight. What? But for a shovel standing tall in the night. This shovel, with its blades so cruelly sharp, seemed an odd match for a heart shaped like a harp. Yet in its reflection he saw not fear nor dread, but a companion in solitude, a shared thread. Together they danced in the garden of stone, a pair of mismatched in a world of their own. He, with a spine twisted, a silhouette small, found solace and rhythm in the shadow's thrall. The shovel, though lifeless, took part in the waltz, a macabre pairing, inviting no faults. In the moon's eerie light, they swayed to and fro, a love story morbid, set in the night's eerie glow. But love, however strange, carries its own blade, and in the garden's silence a price was paid. For one night in passion, he stumbled and fell, his heart pierced by the shovel he loved so well. Now under the moonlight, whispers tell of a love so dark, a final farewell. The midget and shovel, together they lie, a tale macabre under the night sky.
See, love can happen in strange places.
You see, bound by spina bifida.
You see, Mike, he was a midget with spina bifida who couldn't find love. He tried to fuck a woman, tried to fuck a bird, and then he fell in love with a shovel.
Yeah, it was like no creature of flight. I was like, what?
You know how those spina bifida midgets are always trying to fuck birds?
Oh my God, Jeremy.
Which I actually wrote a haiku about a bird.
Oh, you did?
I wrote a macabre.
Well, we'll do your haiku in a bit.
You didn't specify what type of poem. You just said dark.
I said dark.
You see, the midget was. It was a freak because of the spina bifida.
Uh-huh.
And it was, you know, he was a midget. That would have been fine. Spina bifida guy would have been fine, but he was both.
Mm.
He was basically Quasimodo.
And he fell in love with a shovel. Why a shovel, you think?
Because the only place he can chill is in the graveyard. He's a groundskeeper.
Tell me more.
He's the groundskeeper midget.
What's his name?
Mark.
Mark the spina bifida laden midget.
Yep.
He's in love with shovels.
Yeah, they call him Stupid Spine.
Get
over here.
Stupid Spine? Like,
get over here. What's the name? Get over here, Crazy Straw Spine.
It's always interesting to find out the creative process that went into such a masterpiece. You know what I mean?
This is based on a real story.
Is it really? Did you know this, Mark?
No, I knew the shovel.
Well, that's funny. All right, I would love to read you one of my poems, Jeremy. Well, I guess my only poem. So this is the poem that I wrote. It's called Vacant Space. Oh, I hunger. I feel my stomach call, yearning and churning for something to feast on. I fail to grasp a passing morsel. Off it goes to nothingness. I've waited here for eons, it seems. Starving to death is only the means. I put myself here of my own free will, not knowing the horrors I'll face still. The pain grows inside. It won't be long till I fall over dead as I hear this last song. Not the best that I've heard. I've heard many better. I open my pocket and take out the letter that brought me here. The RSVP did I send to my own demise to attend my own end. My belly rumbles and calls to be fed. I'd take anything now, bloody pigs on a bed. They mock me with treats as they pace on by. I've called to them, please, can't you see I'll soon die? There's one explanation. I've died and well, I did a bad job and I was sent straight to hell. To live in hunger, to watch as they feast. Please give me something, a crumb please at least. The room quiets now as I take to the stage, holding back frustration and rage. Before I began, I observed each gluttonous face, and so far away, the chicken I ordered was placed in my vacant space.
Okay. It's just a dude who's really hungry, waiting for his food.
Yeah?
It's the guy who went into a restaurant to order food.
Well, no, it was a banquet. He had to speak on stage. And when he had to go up to speak, that's when they brought his food out.
So he's staring at his plate while he's on stage.
Oh, that's someone's hell, man.
I guess. Their gluttonous face. It's just people being served their food.
He's just so mad. Yeah, I was like, I gotta put a twist on this. I was like, I had an idea, and I was like, oh, okay. I gotta have a good build, and then just and then just hit him with it.
You ever thought about giving him like a crazy rare disease?
Nope, nope. Uncalled for and unwarranted in this story. Nope, just a hungry tummy.
I see why he only does 3 to 5 minute videos.
Oh, I know, right? What? Well, how was your week, though?
My week?
Yeah, how was your week?
I didn't write a poem about that.
No, you didn't. I'm we're filling some time. We got other poems to read, but I want to see how your week was.
I mean, it was good, man. I was in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Up in Mount Pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of Confederate history there.
Yeah.
A lot of plantation houses and stuff. Actually, it was funny. I was on my maps, and it has like explore the area,
mm-hmm,
to see cool things to do.
Right.
And it says African American history, and I was like, dope. And I clicked on it.
But it was the bad kind.
It was just a picture of all the slave quarters outside the plantation house.
Oh no. Oh my God.
It's like when I went to the Confederate White House when I was in Alabama. It was cool because I just went there to eat lunch to see the White House that the Confederates made.
Uh-huh.
And it's a museum. It's run by a older black couple.
Yeah.
And they run the museum. And I was like, good for you. Take it back.
What? When you first said that, I was like, oh yes, doing some research on gay history. These are the hoses we would use to spray them in the streets.
This is the fence where they hung that kid up on.
It's like, oh, that's not what I thought you meant.
How was your week, Mike?
I was sick for most of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't great. I'm finally over it.
Did you write a poem about it?
No, I wrote a poem about a hungry guy who didn't get his food on time. This is hard.
Yep, I see why it does it.
Yeah, the three to four minutes, I totally understand it.
Do we know any poetry people?
What?
Call a poetry person.
Call a poetry person?
Call a local theater. Call a local theater and we'll put it on.
You want me to do that?
Yep, I absolutely do. We call them up, you let them know they're on the show, and then we ask, you know, bring up how it was Edgar Allan Poe's birthday, and that we're doing a segment.
What did you do for Edgar Allan Poe's birthday?
See all this material we can get out of this person?
Oh, God, Jeremy.
Call up your local theater. Do you want me to find the local? You've got a computer.
Yeah, well, we'd have to use the computer to make the call.
Yep.
It's a Saturday.
Uh-huh.
They're not open.
They might.
Jeremy, who do you want me to call?
If the theaters don't answer, call a movie theater.
Do you know any good poems? Are you going to buy anything?
Come on.
I'm buying into you.
Mike, you know this is a great idea.
Oh, my God.
If the local theater doesn't answer, we need to call the closest movie theater.
What happens if I type in poem shop?
Well, so there's a... I did.
You did that?
Yeah, there's a place called Tea and Poets. It's a tea house in Miami. There's the Jazz Poetry Cafe. They're closed right now. So we could call Tea and Poets.
Give me the number.
Okay. Hola. It's in Miami. And they'll say...
Hello, Tea and Poets. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Jeremy from Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast. We're doing a live show right now, and we are doing a show about poetry. So we wanted to call you guys up and ask you a couple questions about poetry.
Okay. I mean, well, we're kind of busy at the moment because we have a sports event going on in the mall. But the quickest thing I can tell you that is that we're welcome of all types of writing here at Tea and Poets, and we even encourage poets to come up on our open mics on Wednesdays from 7 to 11. So we see a lot of young writers come up and, like, you know, like, people who want to share their art, that sort of thing. So, you know, Tea Poets is in the name. And, you know, besides tea poetry and, like, writing and encouraging creativity is one of the things we're passionate about.
Ooh. Who's your favorite poet?
Probably Kafka. Also, I hate to cut this short, but I really have to go. I'm really busy right now. But
can we ask you one last question? We'll let you go.
Sure.
Who's better, Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone?
Real quick.
Ask again?
Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone, who's better?
Are you asking for a movie?
No.
No.
For your own reasons, who's better, Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone?
I don't know any Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, so I guess Sylvester Stallone.
Sir, you chose right. You chose correct. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day.
No problem. You as well.
All right, bye. Did that woman turn into a man?
She did. She transitioned mid.
What the fuck is that? We were talking to a woman.
Yep.
And then she handed the phone to a dude.
Yep. She passed this off to the manager.
And then he's just like, what? Take this fucking weird phone call. I have to go. The slam rhyme is going on. I need to make sure that the tables are clear. Here, Jerry, take the fucking phone. Hello? Schwarzenegger, Stallone!
Oh. 5-3, baby.
All right, do another one?
Yep. Okay. Find another. Just type in poet shop.
Poet. All right. Jerry, I can't believe we're on the same level today, dude. We're on the same level. I was like, should I type it? I've already done it.
That's fantastic. You take the lead on the next one. What are you? Are you on Bing?
Oh, shut up.
You're on Bing, aren't you?
Be quiet.
Guess what I found in Google? The people who answered the phone.
Wait, I typed in goggle. Google?
That's how little you use it?
Google?
You spell it wrong? We usually have pretty decent luck when we start randomly calling people.
Yeah.
One of the best interviews we did with that sommelier.
What the poet? Poet Christopher takes online appointments. What the fuck? I'm gonna call this man. I'm gonna call Poetry Christopher. Okay, all right.
Hello.
Hi, is this Poet Christopher?
It is.
Hi, my name is Michael, and right now you're on a show called Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
We were intrigued by finding you randomly on the internet, as today's episode that we're doing is involving poetry. Is that something that you do?
I do indeed.
I love the fervor. Poetry Chris, do you have any poems that you'd like to share with a massive amount of people right now?
What's your show called again?
Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast.
Hi, this is Jeremy from Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast.
And I'm Michael from Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast.
Well, hello, Michael and Jeremy. It's nice to hear from you. I suppose I can read you something. I mean, you just want whatever off the top of my head? Or I mean, I do not a lot of long poems. I do mostly short and sweet and to the point.
Oh, I love it. Do you have any dark poems? Because the main podcast that we're stealing is called Poems from the Dark. Poems of the Dark.
Poems of the Dark.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Let me grab one of my books here because I have 5 books published.
I love it. We'll make sure by the end of this, we'll give you an opportunity to plug where people can find your work. But yeah, I'm very excited to hear a couple poems.
All right. Hold on just a second here.
Hey everybody, Future Michael here. Just wanted to tell you about our band of the week, Marble Mammoth, with their song Interstellar Overdrive. Check out the Majizzy playlist every week for all the new additions like Marble Mammoth and all the other bands we featured. It's a good time. And we're brought to you by Dungeon Studios, makers of 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons modules. Go to their website, dungeonstudios.co, to download one of their many mythical and wonderful modules to play with your friends, if you're so lucky. Okay. We buried a treasure. Look for the clues. Bye.
Jeremy, we have buttons for that.
I know.
We have buttons.
It's more fun this way.
Being secretive.
All right, I got one for you.
Okay, all right. Yeah, the floor is yours.
All right. This is from my book, Divine Business. And the poem is called Suicide Palmer. My poems are strapped on. I'm ready to go. These words are wired with truth and set to blow. Time for silence is dead. I'm screaming to bleed. I've got my poems wrapped tight around this need. I walk the market square, and it's all just a lie. Every soul is for sale. As you die, bye-bye. And everything is removed and held by hands. that don't even own themselves, but claim these lands. Now I enter the center. My words get twitch. My last poem is written. My pen is the switch. The final drop of my ink fades black to red. My poems are my suicide, leaving them dead.
Wow. That was chilling.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Wow. Oh, Poet Chris, you've been a diamond in the rough so far. What else you got for us?
Well, grabbing a different book.
Guy's got books, Jeremy.
He's got published books.
Yeah, you can find me on Amazon and Kindle.
And where and how do they find you on these things? What do they search? Just poet Christopher?
If you go to the books and you put in Poet Christopher, it will probably come up. Or you can search my name, which is Christopher Allen Breidinger, and you can find me that way too.
All right, Jeremy's got you pulled up on the Facebook. I'll make sure we put links to everything.
I have a decent following of like 15,000, and yeah, you can find me on Facebook at Poet Christopher. Yeah, and pretty much any of the media, I'm at Poet Christopher.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, we'll make sure to put links to everything in the description of the episode so people can find you when they're listening to the episode when it drops.
All right.
Who is your favorite poet? Who inspires you?
I'm a big fan of Jim Morrison's poetry.
Oh.
From the Doors.
The Doors, yeah.
He writes a lot. He wrote a lot of poems. And, of course, I'm Edgar Allan Poe, Walt Whitman, Robert Frost. Yeah, those are like my top.
You know whose birthday was yesterday?
Edgar Allan Poe.
That's right.
Fun fact of the day.
Fun fact.
I told you this was a great idea.
All right. This is from my book called The Church of Poetry. And the poem is called Evolution on the Breeze. I smell a change in the air, an evolution on the breeze. Like generations of prayers are rising from their knees. I hear a shot as I declare, I can cure this disease. Then the congregation stares while my love just bleeds.
Oh, I love that. When did you start writing and publishing? Been at it a while?
I've been writing all my life. But in 2015, I started, in 2013, I started my Poet Christopher page on Facebook. And I started writing a lot of poems then. And then I ended up in 2015, in March of 2015, I ended up winning a publishing contract for 5 years with a vanity publisher called Creative Talents Unleashed. And so I was with them for almost 5 years, and then they dissolved. And then I re-released my own. You know, I republished the second edition on my own.
What was that process like?
Yeah, going solo.
It was all right. I mean, Raja, the lady that ran Creative Talents Unleashed, she helped me out a lot. You know, with getting the books put together and everything. So since I've not been with them, I haven't published another book yet. I do have another one that I'm hoping to get out this year. That's called The Holy Poetry.
Oh.
And so I have plenty of material. I just haven't put it all together yet. I got injured at my regular job, so I'm on worker's comp right now. I'm waiting to get a surgery on my arm.
I've been there, buddy.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, she made it really easy. She sent me all the PDFs I needed to turn in, to put into Amazon, to KDP. Mm-hmm. And then last year, I wasn't on Kindle or eBooks until last year. Through Fiverr, I hired a lady to transfer all my stuff into the eBook format. Mm-hmm. So now I have all five of my books. You can get them as paperback or as an eBook.
Oh, wow.
If you have Kindle Unlimited, you can read them for free.
Okay, that's cool. That's good to know. So are you the type of poet where you always got a pad and paper on you all times?
I used to, yeah. And I still got a pad of paper around all the time, but mostly when I'm writing, I do it on my phone.
Well, yeah, that's the 21st century pad and paper. Yeah,
right. He's just always got a big ass notebook in his back pocket.
I got a Samsung note for that reason.
I even wrote a poem about that. It was in my first book. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I'll read it.
Absolutely. We'd love to hear it. You're a cool guy.
Thanks for taking Christopher. Our, Poetry Chris.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you should have heard the last people we talked to. She went from a female to the manager real quick.
Real quick.
Oh, no. This is from my first book, which is called Poet Christopher's Scenes, Dreams, and Golden Schemes. And this poem is called Touchscreen Poet. I sense a poem coming home, so I grab from my phone. That sounds rather strange. What is a phone to a poem? A poet and his pen. That's how it's always been. But times they do change. Now it's just glass in my skin.
Very cool.
I would, if I have you on, I'd love to. We got a poem submitted for us to read during the episode. I'd like to read it for you and get your opinion. It was written by my brother Jeff.
Okay.
Mike, is this the one?
This is the one that
I feel
Jeff
like
wrote.
This might be insulting to a true poet.
No, but this is a poem. It is a poem.
Yeah.
So my brother Jeff, he's okay. Here we go. The poem is called Batman versus Beetlejuice. Death, eternal darkness. Where's the light? Is it now? What shines bright will fade. Darkness remains. What matters in the end? Not a noun will ascertain. No one will know. No one can know. Let's go, Brandon.
That's really the poem?
That's the poem he sent me.
That's,
Jesus, Jeff.
A little strange to me, I guess.
All right, rate my brother's poem on a scale of 1 to 5.
Honest review?
Honest.
2.5.
Oh, hey. Better than a 1. There that's you go, Jeff.
It's still an F.
Yeah.
Do you ever write any other types of poems, like a haiku?
I have wrote a haiku a few times. Haikus a few times. I don't recall them offhand, and they're not in my books. But I would have to like dig through Facebook to find them.
Well, I haven't posted one
in quite a while.
Mike made me write. He told me that we needed to write dark poetry.
Yeah,
I didn't know what he meant, so I wrote a long story about a midget with spina bifida who falls in love with a shovel, and then gets stabbed by that shovel when he stumbles and falls. but I did write.
Interesting.
I wrote a haiku called Fateful Feast, and it's about a bird. would you like to hear it?
I would.
Wedding rice on ground. Bird feasts in joy, then sky bound. Bursts in silent sound.
I mean, that's not bad.
It's about a bird that eats rice and explodes in the sky.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's pretty dark.
What would you rate my haiku poetry, Christopher?
Well, I like rhymes, so I'm going to give you the 3.5.
Ooh, suck it, Jeff.
Wow. We actually have, let's see, we have one last poem, I believe.
Is it a long one?
It's pretty long. How much time you got, Chris?
I got time.
All right, I got it. This is submitted by they just call themselves Description Ghost.
Okay.
So I don't know. It's pretty long, but we'll see. Okay.
Who wrote this one?
They're calling themselves Description Ghost.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you.
All right. The title of the poem is The Dark Passenger.
Okay.
The track is long, no end or beginning. My thoughts derailed, their wheels left spinning. The cars lay still in piles and heaps. The fires they make dry my tears as I weep. I cough through the smoke as I search for a clue. Where was I going, and going with who? I scream as I frantically turn the debris, but find nothing and no one. Is it only me? Help! I call out and wait with a stare. Only silence and darkness answer my prayer. Where was I going? Why am I here? What is this place? As I tremble with fear. There were no stars or moon to guide as I walk the tracks, hoping to find someone or something to guide my way home. I began to think I was more than alone. There were no trees or breezes or sounds, no warm or cold or grass on the ground. Only the tracks at my feet gave me hope to an end. They were perfectly straight, with no curves or bends. How long have I walked? It's been quite a while. Counting the cross ties laid down single file, I tried to think, but I couldn't remember. What month is it now? Is it May or December? I walked and I thought and I tried to recall my name or my age or if I loved at all. Love. A flash in the night brings the soft scene to light. Her face gone in an instant replaced with bright white. I know not her name, but I know what she means. She's the reason I walk and the reason I breathe. All gone is the track, the darkness returned. I'm dead or I'm dreaming, although unconfirmed. Regardless, I'm lost. Through the void I must wander. How long have I been here? I started to ponder. Time had no meaning, it seemed, in this place. There was no depth, just infinite space. Another flash. Oh my word! This time I couldn't sift through all the millions of faces and voices that grew into cacophonous whirlpools. Right then I knew the intricate lives of these people in lieu of my own past or present that won't come to view. I've been here for decades. I'm trapped in this place. Nothing abates this. I've only the chase. Should put the fucking thing down while I'm reading a dope ass poem.
I muted myself.
Okay. People today.
Is that it?
No. Oh, okay. Just keep going.
Okay.
Jeremy's just fucking
hanging out, being awesome.
I've only the chase. People today live for tomorrow as I yearn to touch the here and now. I'm a man of science, I have gleaned. I will work to scheme, to break the seams, to rip, to tear, to shatter, to break my way out of this place, to see her face. She's out there, she's waiting, she's worried for me. In the past, perhaps. I've learned a lot, you see. My train is derailed, its boxcars all mangled, but what has been tangled can then be untangled. I communicate now through a thing called a pod. I've been trying for months, yet no one responds. No one has read my desperate pleas to help me escape from this unending sea of tweets and reels and statuses given, fake smiles through pictures, pretending you're living the life that you want, even just for a minute, making people who can't wish that they were in it. I digress. I'm collecting my past, piece by piece, an endeavor in which I shall not cease. As my puzzle reveals who I am, what I was, placing the cars on the track one by one, I'll ride this to hell if it means I can leave this terrible void filled with lust, rage, and greed. I shovel the coal as her voice rings out, now shoveling quicker. Go faster! I shout. It has been all in vain. As I wallow in pain, this grief as a stain will forever remain as I fight with my chains on this infinite plane, fueled by disdain. Over darkness, I reign. That was a pretty good poem.
That's a five. For good, sure. That was really good.
Good job description, Ghost.
Good job description, Ghost.
Whoever you are.
Whoever you are.
Yeah, that was great. I enjoyed that. Yeah, I really like the way you read them too, man. That you read it really good.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, maybe you could do an audiobook.
Yeah, you want me to do your poems for you?
You can read some of my poems. I don't mind, man. I like the way you delivered that one. That was really good.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Mike's over here blushing now.
I don't know. I didn't write it.
Poet Chris. Oh, you're so nice.
Yeah, you want to hang out?
Hey, Bo Chris, were you near Florida?
Are you in Florida? I'm in Florida.
Oh, yeah, we're in Florida, man.
Oh, cool.
Mike, yeah, he's still blushing.
That poem was a roller coaster.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
He was on a train?
You guys made my Saturday night, man. I wasn't expecting no call.
Oh, shit.
That's awesome, dude. The podcast we stole, he does it. It's like 3 to 5 minutes. He introduces the show and reads a dark poem, and then it's over.
And then it's done, yeah.
We do an hour-long episode. After reading a few poems, we're like, wait a minute.
What the fuck are we going to do with this time? We were about to call a movie theater.
I was gonna call a movie theater and ask them how they felt about poetry.
Oh really?
Yeah.
But with a swift Google search, I found Poetry Chris.
Poet Christopher.
Yeah. I like Poetry Chris. Poetry
yeah. Chris, that's a cool slang for
it. I don't mind.
Well, this has been really fun, man. We do have one last question, though, that we ask all of our guests.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mike?
For your own reasons, who is better, Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone?
I'd say Sylvester Stallone.
Yes!
Jeremy needed that.
He's a man of culture.
Jeremy needed that. What did the last lady, the man that jumped up, what did he say?
Stallone.
He said Stallone?
I'm 2 for 2 today.
So now we're 5-5. No, 4-4-4-4.
4-4.
4-4. Now we're 4-4.
Tied you back up.
Yep.
Yeah, well, okay, so what's your reason?
I just think he was a better actor, and that's basically the reason.
Okay, just better actor. Understood.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're the man, Poet Christopher.
Thanks.
Do you want to tell people again where they can find you, Facebook,
websites,
Amazon?
Everything?
Yeah, I don't have a website right now. But you can find me on Facebook at Poet Christopher, on all social medias at Poet Christopher. And you can find me on Amazon. You can either search for Poet Christopher in books, or you can search my real name, which is Christopher Allen Breidinger. That's Breidinger.
Fantastic.
The February 2022 penthouse.
I did a little thing for Hustler.
No, I never did no work for them. I guess I didn't have enough dirty poems.
Yeah, when we just start writing some dirty poems, we'll call you when we steal another poetry podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, man, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show for a bit.
So it's Mike and Jeremy what again?
Steal your podcast. Michael and Jeremy steal your podcast.
This episode
Michael
will be
and
out
Jeremy
two Mondays
steal
from
your
now.
Podcast.
Right? 2 Mondays?
Oh, cool, man. Cool. I appreciate you guys giving me a call, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
thanks for answering and being such a cool dude.
Absolutely. Stay cool.
Yeah, no. All right. Fruit. You too, man.
All right, brother. Take
all right,
care.
You have a good one, buddy.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Why does it always work, Jeremy? Why does it always work? It's
classic, baby. That's classic radio, right?
We always get the dipshit lady that answers who's too busy to talk to us, and then we get the greatest dude who ever walked the earth.
Yeah, that guy
to
was
answer
fucking,
the call.
That guy was great.
Why won't ladies talk to us?
It's not the ladies. She was busy. They get all stressed out. Just can't handle the pressure. That dude's just chilling, sitting in his house and got a random phone call and he answered it.
You realize now, Jeremy, now thinking back on it, if we didn't get off the phone really quick with the dude who eventually did, that guy would have talked to us for an hour.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
Oh, my God, that was great. I think we still have one more poem to read.
Let's read it.
I actually did have, so all of these have been human written poems. I do have an AI generated poem.
Okay.
So I did give ChatGPT an assignment.
Gotcha.
To give us a poem, just so we could get that mixed in, you know what I mean? So Chat gave us a poem, and after Chat made the poem,
what was your prompt?
I said, make me a dark poem.
No subject matter?
Correct.
Okay.
And then he gave me a poem, or she, it gave me a
they,
poem.
They, Mike?
Whatever.
they did.
The Chat gave me a poem, and then I said, darker. Darker. Make it darker.
Enhance.
Enhance. And so this is what it pumped out, and then when it was done, I was like, now give this poem a title. And he says, you know, thinking about it, I think Veil of Shadows would be a good pick. I said, I agree with you, Chat. So, presenting Veil of Shadows from Chat Jupiter. Beneath the boughs of the abyssal forest's reign, where the moon dares not cast its feeble stain, a realm of shadows where dread takes its flight, a symphony of despair, an eternal night. Twisted limbs claw at the moonless sky as ghostly whispers in the winds belie. A sinister ballet, shadows writhe and crawl within the haunted forest's cursed thrall. No respite in the blackness, no refuge found. Only the mournful howls and eerie sound. Each step through the gloom, a descent into dread, where the echoes of lost souls linger and spread. The heart of the forest, a malevolent choir, inner demons dance, fueled by unholy fire, a vortex of nightmares, an endless abyss, where the roots of despair and darkness twist. Eyes of malevolence peer through the gloom as the forest consumes, sealing one's doom, a tapestry of horror, woven strand by strand, in the haunted woods where nightmares command. Yet within the abyss, a lone spirit quivers, caught in the grasp of maleficent shivers, a feeble ember of hope struggling to ignite in the forest of terror where nightmares take flight. The end.
I give it a 2.
2.5.
Better. It wasn't as good as Jeff's.
As Batman versus Beetlejuice? Yeah,
that was better than that.
Oh my God. We are Michael and Jeremy, steal your podcast.
Yep.
Bye. <Just kidding. laughs> Peace. You can find us on all the things. Majizzypod, MJSYPOD. We have a website. It's majizzypod.com. You can find us on everything that you like to listen to podcasts. We're on the radio 99.1 FM in Atlanta, WDJY over in Atlanta. We have a playlist with all the songs featured in our podcast. It's Majizzy Playlist. We submit your music. If you would like to be featured as our band of the week, all you got to do is tell us, go, do it, here, take it. Morty. And then we'll take it, and then we'll play it on the show. And we have a phone number, which we used to call Poetry Chris.
Poet it's Christopher.
903-287-0660. And if you want to come on the show as a guest, call us, leave us a voicemail. If you think you'd be an interesting fit for an episode, if you just want to help us steal a podcast and just come on the show and be a dude or lady that wants to just help us steal a podcast, let us know. We might be willing to do that. Jeremy looks horrified at the prospect.
Check out Poems of the Dark.
Poems of the
With
Dark.
With the Faceless Poet. He's the host. He's a great guy. And definitely check out Poet Christopher on Amazon and Facebook.
Absolutely.
It's a cool guy.
Links will be in the description, as well as links to Poems of the Dark. I've been listening to that podcast because you can blow through like 1,000 of them in an hour.
That might be something I listen to when I'm on a roof.
Yeah, you just put it on and just listen to poems. In his nice voice. You can go to our secondary channel, Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast Supreme. It contains our Patreon episodes, which I need to get back to updating because I have a lot on my plate. I have a lot of interviews with the hosts of the shows that we steal. I think the one I'm most excited about is Sandy Kay. She was a lot of fun to just talk with.
Yeah, she was great.
She interviews some of the most interesting people on the planet. And she's just given us all these stories about all the people she's had on her show and all the experiences that she's had. And man, great job. And email the show, UHJYEAH at majizzypod.com.
That is correct, Michael.
Oh, thank you. How many points do I get?
7.
Boom! I'm beating you.
You're still at negative 45.
Oh, fuck. It was from that time I told that lady to come watch Rick and Morty.
Yeah. That's where you I lost a lot of points that day.
A lot of points that day.
Hey, Mike, do your best impression of a dolphin being chased by a great white shark.
Hey, no. Eek, eek, eek.
Is Mike, there anything else, Jimmy? I love you. Okay.
Peace.
Bye. Give me the sun, give me the sky, give me the sun. Therapy after today, but or if this was therapy, but I feel better, but also sad, but okay that I'm sad. You know what I mean?
I feel great.
Yeah. Well, your poem was hilarious.
So proud of it.
It was so dark and hilarious.
Who knew you could find love with spina bifida?
Jeremy, how are we gonna go find that monotonous blob with the eyeballs?
Well, I've seen a lot of Lovecraftian stuff, and I'm pretty sure. If we say his name, he'll just appear.
Fockless Bowit.
Fockless Bowit. Fockless Bowit.
Damn it, it's Faceless Poet.
I told you. Give it.
It still worked, though, didn't it?
Fair enough.
Well, anyway, welcome to the surface world. Here is your podcast back.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He's so kind for a terror.
So there's no repercussions for what we did?
I don't know. How about for the next eternity, you must write at least one poem a year?
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, God. Can I get someone? What if I hire someone else to write it for me? What if it's dictated and not read?
That's the thing about poetry. Good poetry comes from the heart.
Oh, it's a heart. Heartburn. Heart.
Prilosect.
How am I going to do this once a year? Oh, God. Oh, I could barely do it this one time.
I procrastinated.
We all did. All right, Fakachit. Here's your podcast.
Baseless.
Have a good day.
You should think about shortening it down to, like, Jim.
Oh, we don't have a fan in here or anything.
Nope. I should probably kill. I'm trying to eat this cheese.
that's screenplays. That's not poetry.
Those fucking weirdos are way into it.
Tell me a poem. Can you? Do you have a poem?
Call them. Let them know they're on a.
Well, we have show. We have more poems to read.
We have 40 minutes to fill.
Oh God.
Testing. Testicular testosterone. Shh. Oh, sweet. I was like,